On this very day, April 7th, in 1993, a number of people were gathered at the Sony Pictures scoring stage in Culver City, California. The key personnel were Sandy DeCrescent, music contractor, Sean Murphy, recording engineer and scoring mixer, Artie Kane, an additional conductor, Ken Wanberg, music editor, and Sue McLean, assistant engineer. Sandy DeCrescent had put together the Hollywood Studio Symphony, a premier ensemble of Los Angeles-based session musicians, and the whole session was overseen by composer, conductor, and producer John Williams. In fact, it was from March 30th through April 14th that the recording sessions for the soundtrack of Jurassic Park took place. The legacy of John Williams shares the composer's thoughts on the occasion. Williams said, "I've just finished with it, and I hope everyone's going to like it. You get caught up in the moment of creativity with the chauvinistic spirit of everyone working on the film, but you can never really know what the public's going to do. Still, when I saw Home Alone, I thought there would be a huge public for that film, and there was, and it didn't take a genius to know it. I can't believe that Jurassic Park won't be a great success. The computer graphics of the dinosaurs are so beautiful. Never in your life have you seen what you're about to see. These creatures are so enormous. The texture and lighting of their skin, their movements, the integration with the live action. It is a staggering achievement. And to know that they aren't models, but numbers in a computer blows my mind, which is a pre-computer mind. On the CD, you can hear all kinds of wild orchestral and choral things, the raptor attacks and chases and things. The idea was to shake the floor and scare everybody. The music that accompanies the first appearance of these benign creatures, some gentle religioso cantilena lines, music that tries to capture the awesome beauty and sublimity of the dinosaurs in nature. That music is very sonorous, tonal, straightforward, string-oriented. There's also a kind of adventure theme, high-spirited and brassy, that accompanies the flight to the island where the experiment takes place. It's very thrilling and upbeat musically, very positive. Just think, Jurassic Park has a 75-minute score, he says. It pumps all the time, pumps away all the time. It's a rugged, noisy effort, a massive job of symphonic cartooning. You have to match the rhythmic gyrations of the dinosaurs and create these kind of funny ballets. I remember it, particularly the kitchen scene, which is one of the most terrifying scenes I think I've ever seen in a film. It's scored in a very dramatic way, and the gestures being operatic made it a little larger than life. It was an opportunity for me to push the orchestral buttons to the limit. That's part of the great fun for me, the swashbuckling aspect of what one can do with an orchestra with these kinds of movies." Words of composer John Williams about the music he'd just finished for the soundtrack of Jurassic Park. Recorded on this date, April 7th in 1993, at the Sony Pictures scoring stage in Culver City, California. The recording sessions actually began March 30th, and they ran through the 14th. In the Sony studio, 33 years ago, as we say, on this very day, John Williams and the professionals were right there with a live orchestra, shaking the floor, as Williams put it. The Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic invites us along on a thrilling cinematic and musical journey with Jurassic Park in concert. taking place this Saturday, April 11th at 7 p.m. at the F.M. Kirby Center in downtown Wilkes-Barre. The performance will be led by music director Melisse Brunet. Audiences will experience the groundbreaking 1993 film projected in high definition on the big screen while the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic performs the entire score live, perfectly synchronized with the action. Melisse Brunet and Chasen Goldschmitz, who is executive director of the orchestra, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about what's in store and how the event came to be.
We, the board, the artistic committee, all of us really wanted to have a movie played live with orchestra performing on the movie. And we had different suggestions for titles of movies because the big problem is finances. It's very expensive to perform a live movie with the orchestra. So the budget is a minimum of $30,000 just for the pictures. That doesn't include the orchestral fees. And so we were going for a lot less known movies, you know, Charlie Chaplin's that are public domain, and we could at least only rent the scores and things. But our president really wanted something that would appeal to everyone and be a big movie, a big picture. And so that's how Jurassic Park came to the table. And he so graciously and wonderfully offered to sponsor it, to pay for it. So it's a wonderful present that Adam Thalenfeld is doing to the community, because I don't know if it's been in town ever, a movie and orchestra. I think it's going to be the first time.
Certainly a movie of this prominence, as far as we're aware, yes. Mm-hmm.
You, I think, in that seat earlier in the season may have mentioned that you did experience it in another situation. Have you been through Jurassic Park with orchestra?
As an audience member, yes. I was fortunate to have seen it in person a few years ago with another orchestra. And it is absolutely, if you haven't seen Jurassic Park with an orchestra, it's an entirely different experience, because you're hearing the energy of John Williams's incredible score live. You hear the intensity of the strings and the brass. It's all live, and it just, you feel the excitement, you feel the tension so much more with the incredible imagery that still holds up today on screen. Such a fantastic film.
Yeah, and the earth shakes with the live orchestra.
Oh,
it's like
it does.
You feel T-Rex is with you.
Boom, boom. Yeah, and then you have the absolutely incredible landscapes and really key moments that we all know and love. It's something very special with an orchestra.
Did you have any qualms about Jurassic Park? It sounds like it would be quite an assignment, because it's not just a short film. You've got to sustain this remarkable energy that Chasen was just talking about.
Yeah, I'm really not worried, because our orchestra is really exceptional. The musicians of the orchestra are exceptional, and they are used to perform the hardest pieces everywhere in the area, in New York City, in Philadelphia, you know. And they have the endurance, they have the stamina. Everybody is on top of it, you know. And so in terms of the musicians, it's really not a problem. Most of them have already performed, you know, movie music live. So it's going to be not a first click track experience for any of the musicians, even though when you have not done it, it's pretty tricky. And the producers always ask that the conductor has experience doing movies. Otherwise, they won't let that person conduct. Yeah.
And what are your guideposts? Do you have, in your visual field, the images? Do you have the musicians? How do you strike that balance?
Yeah, so I have everything. The producers provide the conductor with different files, audio files plus video. So there is a click track, of course, which is going to be in my ear, but there is also a visual click track with different light codes, green codes, and flashing lights that refer to certain places in the score. So I have a screen in front of me with this video and click track in my ears and musicians in front of me as well. So it's like, I guess, landing a plane on the Hudson, you know. But, you know, nobody's going to die.
We've always talked to you about being in an audience with an orchestra live and how visceral it is. And as you're saying, you're feeling as the 10-ton, 20-ton creatures are going across the landscape. But in this particular case, how big is the orchestra? How full is the orchestra?
It is a very big orchestra. So we have, I think, about close to 70 musicians on stage. We are going to pack the FM Kirby Center stage very tightly. We have that all set on the production side. It will be a snug fit on stage, but it will be certainly on the larger scale of orchestral performances that we do, though pretty close to what we'll have coming up on May 1st as well.
Yes.
In Scranton.
Yeah. And the score is fascinating, you know, because it's music by John Williams, who is, in my opinion, maybe the best movie composer. And that score is amazing for me, diving, because I never had the chance to do that score in specific. Of course, I've done the theme of Jurassic Park, and I actually conducted it in a T-Rex outfit, which was quite an achievement. But having the entire score throughout the movie and discovering how smartly composed it is, it's amazing. And I think it's also going to speak a lot more to the audience members to be here with the live orchestra and to be able to be probably more realizing, oh, wow, where is that score really written, you know? And if they want to switch, like kids, and want to switch and look at the musicians, that's fascinating to see the musicians working at the same time than you can watch the movie.
Say we're waiting for it all to begin. What about that opening that grabs us? Doesn't that opening do that? How does it work, Melis, when he opens it with that chord or chord?
Yeah, it's a big timpani strokes, you know, and percussion. And it's like you're going to be wowed in your seat, because it's very different than when you go to the movie theater, because, you know, that the music is on the screen. You're not in it. But here you're really in it. It's like multidimensional in a very different way. And the sound is also a lot more human in a way, because it's produced by human and you're in the same hall and you've got all of this energy and this vibration being produced in the hall. So the real vibrations of the instrument and the air, it's happening live, you know. I mean, of course, the air is like, it's like water. So all of those things happening through the instruments is really impacting us emotionally as well.
And you used the word emotionally there, Melis, and it's often said that music has the power to affect us emotionally, right?
Well, I mean, that's been scientifically proven. When you hear live music, when there's, whether it's an orchestra or any other type of live music, science has shown that the brain waves and heart rates of audience members sync with each other and sync with the musicians on stage, and the musicians on stage are in sync with each other as well. And it's improving mental health. It's giving us, you know, at times relaxation, at times excitement. But overall, it's helping to connect us with each other. And there's this really intimate sense, even when you're in a hall of, you know, over 1,000 people, that there's something special about that.
And you used the word relaxed, and there have to be moments where we catch our breath, the characters catch their breath, and there certainly is that time when they're in the trees.
Yes, and there are several spots in the score where actually the orchestra doesn't play. Yes, it's special effects or just dialogues. So we have pauses mostly during the first act, because for the performance with orchestra is divided in two acts. So during the first act, we have several places where we just wait. The orchestra waits, yeah. And that's interesting because the producers are coming with a computer that is going to be linked into the synthesizer. electronic synthesizer, we have to create specific sounds that are in the movie and that are written in the score. So when the pianist is going to play on that keyboard, you will hear voices singing that are in the movie, like, celestial, different effects like that. That will be played by a musician, but through effects of a computer.
Do you rehearse the same amount for something like this?
We have one more rehearsal than usual because it's pretty long.
Yeah, this definitely requires a lot more rehearsal than, say, our usual Pops performances, more on par with one of the classical performances.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. When you were talking about the impact of music, live music, we have a YPC, Young People's Concert, this week, Friday morning.
Yes.
And I will start that sequence with them on playing the trailer that we have for Jurassic Park without music. And then playing it with music. Because actually, when you turned off the volume, the music, when you don't have the music, it doesn't do anything, almost. I mean, you can feel stressed because the dinosaur is coming to you, but then you add the music and it's like, wow. And so I want for the kids in our community to realize that music and orchestras are in their everyday life. They play video games, it's music. They watch movies, it's music. And without the music, the story is not the same.
And with this Young People's Concert, we have 1,800 students. We have packed the Kirby Center with students from third through sixth grade across five different counties. This has been sold out for 6 months with schools that have just been so excited to bring their students here and community support that we've been so fortunate to receive to allow us to be able to put a program like this on. And the students are so excited. We have educational booklets that we were very excited to create, as we do every year, that was sent out to schools in advance. And it talks about leitmotifs and themes. And these Young People's Concerts are a great opportunity to expose students, often for the very first time, to a symphony orchestra, to a live orchestra, or to a live performance, and to have the opportunity to utilize the music of John Williams to showcase, all right, these are the different instruments of the orchestra. This is what music does for you. And to get students inspired, we're so excited to be able to bring that to the community every year.
Just logistically, the FM Kirby Center is set up to provide an image that is as fine as it gets in terms of screen resolution and so forth.
Absolutely. The Kirby Center, actually, by happenstance, they just got a brand new projector. It is absolutely state of the art. With the film, we actually have to bring in two projectors. So we have two state of the art projectors coming in, one that the Kirby Center's, and then another that we're bringing in that are going to be projecting on screen at the same time. So you will see an absolutely crystal clear image, an extremely large format with the bombastic symphony orchestra of your Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic. And it's really a treat for the senses. Plus, the Kirby Center has popcorn and drinks and food. And so it's just like any other movie experience, but just supersized.
And that's a movie that changed so many things. I mean, 1993, Jurassic Park has been so impactful. I mean, even there was an NBA team created from the movie 2 years after the Toronto Raptors. And it's really used from Jurassic Park, you know. And at that time, Jurassic Park was the biggest sell movie ever up until Titanic, you know. But so that was a huge movie that everyone has watched. And you know what's funny? I was reading that when the movie went out, a psychologist from UCLA at that time had written an article saying that kids under 14 years old should absolutely not go to that movie. They will be traumatized. And when we're thinking about it in 2026, we wish the kids, you know.
So tame compared to
exactly.
So many other things.
Right. 1993. And you had said, Jason, that it holds up today. It doesn't feel dated.
No, I mean, the special effects, are absolutely stellar. It definitely holds up to today. If you haven't seen it in a few years, this is a great opportunity to see it again, and with something that is fun for the whole family. And it's just a really exciting and powerful experience.
And the musicians are saying, oh, this is going to be fun. Is that how they're feeling?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They love to play movie scores. Probably the brass section are the most exciting.
The brass are so excited for that.
Brass percussion, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell us how we can get our tickets.
Absolutely. So tickets are going fast. They are still available, but not for too long. So definitely get your ticket. This is Saturday, April 11th at 7 p.m. at the FM Kirby Center in Wilkes-Barre. This is your Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic presenting Jurassic Park live in concert. So the film live on screen with your Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic providing the music live. And you can get tickets at nepaphil.org or by calling the Philharmonic box office at 570-270-4444. So it's definitely something that is fun for the whole family, and definitely get your tickets now. They are going fast.
Jason Goldschmitz, Executive Director of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, and Melis Brunet, Music Director and Conductor of the Orchestra, speaking about this Saturday's program, Jurassic Park in Concert. That's April 11th at 7 in the evening at the FM Kirby Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Wilkes-Barre. And as you heard, the 1993 film will be projected in high definition on the big screen while the Philharmonic performs the entire score live, perfectly synchronized with the action. And if you need more information and to get those tickets, nepaphil.org, nepaphil.org, or the box office, a pretty easy number to remember, area code 570-270-4444, and that's area code 570. The Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, under the direction of Melis Brunet, at the FM Kirby Center in downtown Wilkes-Barre this Saturday evening at 7 with Jurassic Park in Concert.